This portion of Drive Time is made possible as a public service by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Lisa Dufault and Beth Carta Dolan. We're talking about Mount Washington Valley Promotions Cupcake Battle, which is going to be on Sunday the 16th, 1 till 3:30 in the afternoon at the Community Center. And they also have a Dine to Donate event coming up this coming Monday at Joseph's Spaghetti Shed. That will be 4:30 till 9 in the evening. For more information on either of these events at any time, you can go to valleypromotions.net. That's valleypromotions.net. Lisa, Beth, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having us here, Tony.
Thanks for having us, Tony.
I love to go chronologically, so let's start with the Dine to Donate event that's at Joseph's Spaghetti Shed. Beth, you're associated with Joseph's Spaghetti Shed.
Yes, I'm the owner.
So this is going to be something that's happening at your facility. A portion of every meal sold will be going to benefit Mount Washington Valley Promotions.
Absolutely. It's something I do every Monday for different nonprofit and school groups. And this coming Monday, the 10th, 20% of all proceeds, all sales, not just profits, 20% of all sales will go to Valley Promotions to benefit all the great work that they do in the Valley. They're basically a chamber of commerce for nonprofits, so very, very needed service, and I love to help them do that job.
And on top of that 20% going to Mount Washington Valley Promotions, there's also going to be a raffle at that event. And tickets will also be available for people who are interested in the cupcake battle.
They will be available, but they're going quick. We only have about 40 tickets left right now.
Oh, wow.
So, they're going really fast. But we will have tickets for the cupcake battle at our Dine to Donate. We'll have a chance raffle happening. And we'll also, this is our sweetheart Dine to Donate. So for everybody who dines in, we do a sweetheart photo and send them home with it.
Aw.
Yeah.
and then there also should be mentioned still a chance to sign up for the cupcake battle, but we're really down to last minute with that because the deadline is this weekend, essentially.
It really is because the program's got to get to the printer, so we have it in time for the actual battle. So we've got, I believe, 14 committed bakers, so a couple more we wouldn't mind at all.
And there's different categories for those bakers.
There are four different categories. We have got professional bakers, which Beth has won 5 times.
Stiff competition there.
Yeah, well, and we've got Julie Tavares from Batter Up coming back, too, and she's won it twice, so it's a pretty good battle happening there. Then we've got the home bakers. We have a category for teen bakers, and then we have one for child bakers.
And if I remember correctly, the teen bakers last year didn't have too many competitors in it. So that's something that if you're a teenager and you're really good at baking, you might want to enter it.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've only at the moment got 2 teens.
So there you go. You have pretty good chances. It's the Mount Washington Valley Promotions Cupcake Battle and Dine to Donate. The Dine to Donate is going to be this coming Monday at Joseph's Spaghetti Shed, 4:30 till 9 in the evening. That's a portion of every sale they make going to the Cupcake Battle and Mount Washington Valley Promotions. They'll also have a raffle going on, and they'll be selling tickets for the Cupcake Battle. And then the Cupcake Battle itself is going to be Sunday the 16th, 1 till 3:30 at the Community Center. And this is just a really fun event where everybody can go in, and they've got miniature cupcakes. So you're not getting full, but you're still getting full because that's a lot of contestants. I remember by the end of it, I was like, you know what? I really wish I was a little more selective in the order instead of trying to go and snake your way through all the different things because you're full by the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
Do we know any of the themes, or is that something that we're not talking about until the contest itself?
We have a list of them. I've got it ready. Most of them. A couple of them haven't given me their flavors yet, but we've got a lot of lemon this year, which is interesting.
A lot of lemon.
Yeah, we've got a lemon with blueberry filling. We've got a lemon curd inside a vanilla cupcake. We've got a lemon with lemon frosting, and we've got something else that's lemon, too. Oh, it's a vanilla with strawberry filling and lemon orange zest. Mm. So a lot of lemon.
A lot of lemon.
But chocolate's always super popular.
Yes.
So we've got different versions of chocolate. We've got a chocolate with a mint frosting. We've got a chocolate with a vanilla frosting. We've got a chocolate that's filled with raspberry. We've got something super secret over here. We've got a sugar maker slider. So,
a sugar maker slider.
And that's all I can tell you.
That's all you're going to tell me. Okay.
Beth always has fun with her stuff.
Now, obviously you're not going to divulge, but I feel like if I could make I guess on that sugar maker, I'm going to assume has to do with syrup. So I'm going to say it's...
Well, sugar maker is actually the name of my bakery.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so it's called the Sugar Maker Bakery.
So I'm thinking of like the New England spin to it, but you're just talking about your bakeries.
Yes.
So it's it's just... Could be anything.
It could be anything.
Could be anything. Okay.
It's going to be very fun.
You're like, you're completely off, Tony. Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. Yeah. I think last year my favorite was, I think there was one where it had an espresso bean on the top.
That was the Home Baker winner.
That was a chocolate one, if I remember. And that one really, oh my gosh, that was amazing.
This year she's doing a spice cupcake with peach cobbler filling.
I don't think I'd like that as much. Just bring back your old cupcakes. I'd be so happy.
She said she couldn't rest on her laurels. She had to try something different.
It's so funny. People always say that to me because I won. And they're like, why don't you just make the same cupcake? I'm like, that's no fun.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You know, you gotta come up with something, you know, really different. And
you got to give other people a chance.
Right.
Well.
That's like not that much of a chance.
But, and it's cool because the way that the bakers, the winners are chosen is the public with their tickets votes. Mm. So definitely, you know, if you think you hear something that sounds super great to you, get a ticket and you get to vote for each category.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, that's the other thing that is when, while you're sneaking through and you're taking all these little samplings, you got to remember what category everybody's in order to vote for them.
Yes.
So that's something that you may want to do by category instead of just trying to randomly snake through.
Absolutely. And I mean, they're color coded and we do have the program now, but it's still after you've gone through all of them, you may be scratching your head going, which one?
Yeah. Bring a pen.
I've seen people bring a pen and make notes next to each cupcake.
Exactly.
You know, they liked it, they didn't like it, you know, what the, or clarify what the flavor was so they'd remember that that was the one that they liked.
Mm. And right.
People take it very seriously.
They do.
And it may be a good idea to possibly just take a little bite out of all the cupcakes instead of taking a bite. Because, again, they are mini cupcakes, but oh my gosh, are you full by the end of that whole experience.
And sugar high.
Yeah, and sugar high. But it is amazing. It is such a treat for your taste buds, especially since you always think of cupcakes as like you think of them as being that stereotype of a cake that's mini, but a lot of those cupcakes actually aren't necessarily as sweet or like there's different spins on it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, last year we had some that had pretzels and chips and things like that. And I know Beth has done one with bacon on top.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's definitely some savory components as well.
It's the Mount Washington Valley Promotions Cupcake Battle. It's going to be Sunday the 16th, 1 till 3:30 at the Community Center. You will not want to miss it. And those tickets are going fast. So for more information on that, valleypromotions.net. Also, their Dine to Donate, where you can pick up tickets and also get involved in the raffle, is going to be at Joseph's Spaghetti Shed this coming Monday, 4:30 till 9 in the evening. Again, for more information, valleypromotions.net. Lisa, Beth, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.